The Federal Reserve voted to hold interest rates steady today, but it signaled that lower rates could soon be on the horizon. That's a sign of progress against stubborn inflation. NPR's Scott Horsley is here to tell us more about it. Hi there.
Hi, Ari.
Okay, so borrowing costs will remain high for now, but maybe not for much longer. What's the Fed responding to here?
The Fed's looking at an economy where inflation has moderated and where the once sizzling job market has begun to cool off. Now, the central bank is not ready to adjust interest rates just yet. For now, it's keeping its benchmark rate between 5.25% and 5.5%, where it's been for a year now. That means it's going to remain relatively expensive to borrow money, as anyone knows who's tried to get a car loan or a mortgage or who's carrying a balance on their credit card. But investors are betting that the Fed will be ready to start cutting interest rates at its next meeting in September. And Fed Chairman Jerome Powell says, barring any big surprises in the next couple of months, that's possible.
We have made no decisions about future meetings, and that includes the September meeting. The broad sense of the committee is that the economy is moving closer to the point at which it will be appropriate to reduce our policy rate. A reduction in our policy rate could be on the table as soon as the next meeting in September.
Investors liked the sound of that. The S&P 500 index jumped about 1.5% today, and the rate-sensitive NASDAQ soared more than 2.5%.
Does that mean inflation's under control?
Not quite, but we are getting closer. You know, if you look at the Commerce Department's inflation yardstick, which is the Fed's preferred measure, it showed prices in June were up just 2.5% from a year ago. That's not too far above the Fed's target inflation rate, which is 2%. Now, for a long time, the Fed was nervous that if it cut interest rates too soon, it might run the risk of rekindling inflation. Now, it's also concerned that if it waits too long, it might needlessly slow the economy and even put people out of work. We have begun to see a little softening in the job market, not a whole lot, but Powell says he and his colleagues are keeping a close eye on that.
What we think we're seeing is a normalizing labor market. And we're watching carefully to see if it starts to show signs that it's more than that, then we're well positioned to respond.
Unemployment has been inching up in recent months. It's still low by historical standards, and Powell thinks what we're seeing is just a sign of normalization, not a sharp downturn in the job market. If we were to get a sharp slowdown, that would be another reason for the Fed to cut interest rates, maybe even more aggressively. Keep in mind, though, just as it took a long time for rising interest rates to start having an effect on inflation, it could take a long time for falling interest rates to have much of an effect on the job market. These moves by the Fed don't sway the economy overnight, so that's why the timing here is so sensitive.
And speaking of timing, if the Fed does cut rates in September, that would be right in the thick of the presidential campaign. Does that affect the Fed's decision making?
Powell insists that is not a part of their calculation, which is not to say there won't be political pressure. You know, we've already heard jawboning from former President Trump that the Fed should not cut interest rates before the election. Trump fears that might help the Democrats. Of course, some on the left have wanted a rate cut long before this. The Fed chairman says he and his colleagues will stay focused on the economic indicators, not which way the political winds are blowing.
We never use our tools to support or oppose a political party, a politician, or any political outcome. The bottom line is, if we get it right, the economy will be stronger, we'll have price stability, people will find jobs, wages will rise in real terms, everyone will benefit.
You know, Powell says every time he's asked about this that getting the economics right is hard enough without trying to add in a political decision factor. He notes this is the fourth presidential election since he joined the board of the central bank, and that independence from politics has been their policy throughout.
NPR's Scott Horsley, thank you.
You're welcome.